AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Cenex slips as building materials rallies, leaving its 11-week trend signal short of volume proof. Cemex ended the week down 1.7% on light turnover, a soft finish against a strong building materials group, even as the ADR remains high in its 52-week range and above its weekly trend line. Research brief. Cenex SAB to CV ADR closed at $12.73 for the week ended 19 June, down 1.7%, with volume at just 15.0 million shares, or 0.6 times the 13-week average. The broader message is mixed. The 11-week active trend signal, positive activity pressure, and 18.7% 12-week return support the constructive case, while industry underperformance, fading relative strength, and a 59.8% premium to ShareMaestro fair value keep risk controls relevant. Key points. 1. CX closed 6.4% above its $11.96 weekly trend line and sits at 87.2% of its 52-week range, only 6.6% below the $13.64 high. 2. The latest week was negative at -1.7%. contrasting with a 4.7% average weekly gain across U.S. building materials peers. 3. Volume was light at 15.0 million shares, equal to 0.6 times the 13-week average and 0.4 times the 52-week average, so the latest move lacked strong participation. 4. Market dynamics remain constructive, with activity pressure at 0.18, but relative strength slipped 17.8% over 4 weeks, and the expectancy read is undecided at 53.42%. 5. The stock has a balanced ShareMaestro profile with a composite score of 62, active trend breadth across 50 of 52 weeks, and two recent reversal markers in the smart money record. Weekly price action shows a pause, not a trend break. Cemex finished the latest completed week at $12.73, down 1.7%, after a 4-week gain of 1.6%, and a stronger 12-week advance of 18.7%. The ADR remains technically well-placed, trading 6.4% above its $11.96 weekly trend line and near the upper end of its yearly range at 87.2%. The drawdown from the 52-week high of $13.64 is contained at 6.6%, which keeps the setback in the category of consolidation rather than damage to the larger weekly structure. The signal state is still constructive, but not forceful. The trend signal has been active for 11 weeks, and the trend backdrop has been present for 50 of the past 52 weeks. Activity pressure is positive at 0.18, supporting the market dynamics read, but the system shows no fresh activity trigger, and the expectancy state is undecided at 53.42%. That combination argues for a balanced interpretation. The weekly regime is still intact, but the latest close did not add much new confirmation. Sector context is supportive, but industry peers moved faster. Cemex sits in basic materials within the building materials industry, a group that delivered one of the more important contrasts in this packet. U.S. basic materials was broadly flat for the week, with an average return of -0.03%, while Cemex fell 1.7%. Over 12 weeks, however, CX outpaced the sector, with an 18.7% gain versus an 8.5% sector average. Sector breadth is middling. 51.0% of names have active trend signals, while only 35.0% show positive market dynamics, and 43.0% show positive relative strength. The sharper comparison is inside U.S. building materials. The industry average weekly return was 4.7%, helped by strong moves in peers such as CPAC at 19.0%, RMIX at 13.5%, KNF at 12.1%, and TTAM at 10.8%. CX ranked 13th of 17 for the week and 16th over 4 weeks, despite ranking better over 12 weeks. That creates a clear divergence. Cemex is one of the few industry names with an active trend signal in a group where trend breadth is only 11.8%, but the current price action lagged a lively peer set. Momentum remains positive, but urgency has cooled. The longer momentum profile still favors the bulls on the data. CX is up 9.7% over 26 weeks and 89.4% over 52 weeks, with positive weeks outnumbering negative weeks 32 to 19 across the past year. Average winning weeks have been larger than average losing weeks, at 3.9% versus -2.9%. And recent volatility of 4.0% is close to the 52-week baseline of 4.2%. The near-term evidence is less clean. The latest week was negative. Relative strength is positive, but has fallen 17.8% over 4 weeks. And CX ranks only 128th among 222 U.S. basic materials names by the supplied peer measure. Volume also weakens the confirmation case. The latest 15 million shares were below the 25.3 million 13-week average, and well below the 39.2 million one-year average. A pullback on light volume is not the same as broad distribution, but it does leave the next directional move needing better sponsorship. Valuation distance and reversal markers define the risk. The main opportunity evidence is clear. Price remains above the weekly trend line, activity pressure is positive, and the stock is still near its 52-week high after a strong quarter. The main risk evidence is equally direct. The latest close is 59.8% above ShareMaestro fair value of $7.97, indicating a sizable premium to the model. And two recent reversal markers have appeared in the Smart Money record. The next read should focus on whether CX can regain relative pace within building materials while holding above the $11.96 trend line. A stronger participation week would matter, especially if volume rises materially from the current 0.6 times of the 13-week average. If price weakens toward the trend line while relative strength continues to fade, the balance setup would look more vulnerable. If activity pressure stays positive and volume improves, the near-high consolidation would look better supported. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.